Hey friends, welcome back to Mama Matters 2 podcast. Today we are going to talk about the 4-month sleep regression. This regression is, in my opinion, the worst because it can last the longest, which I'll get into. But we're going to talk today about how to survive it, how to navigate it if you're just now going into it. So if you have a newborn to a 3 to 4 month old and you've just started going into it or haven't gone into it yet, I'm going to have some tips for you. And then also if you're in the middle of it or on the other side of it, finally coming out of it, I have some tips for you as well. So before we get into that though, I thought it was so fitting to read this testimonial from one of my past clients. We got her baby sleeping through the night in 8 days, and we used a minimal crying it out method, so very minimal tears, and she did so well. So she was going through the 4-month sleep regression still when we met, and so I thought it was so fitting for this episode. So this is what she said. She said, "Alexa absolutely saved my sanity and mental well-being. We were knee-deep in the 4-month sleep regression nightmare with our just-turned 5-month-old running on fumes and desperation. Then Alexa entered the picture and everything changed. She didn't just give us generic advice, but walked with us one-on-one to get our baby sleeping. With her wealth of knowledge and genuine empathy, she crafted a plan that actually worked for us. And she was there with me, talking me through bedtime and naps and cheering us on through every little victory and also quieting my anxious mind in the hard moments. Now we're all sleeping so well and our baby is way happier too. I cannot thank you enough for giving us our lives back." I love that because it's such a testament to the importance of a one-on-one plan, a customized plan. When I meet with clients, I meet with them for, it's usually about an hour, just kind of getting their entire back history, their family dynamics, how they want to parent, how they want to show up, what their philosophy is on sleep training and what mine is. And, you know, we always meet in the middle. Like, I'm never going to have a parent do something that they're uncomfortable with, but I also have experience and guidance that I can give you. And so we have that initial phone call, we talk through everything, then I come up with a completely customized plan fit for your child specifically, for daytime, nighttime, everything in between. Then I monitor your sleep logs, I talk to you every day, you have a live help. I talk to you during the day and at bedtime, you have follow-up calls, and then we chat on Voxer so that you are not left alone between those follow-up calls. So I am there with you every step of the way. I will get your baby sleeping. Usually it happens in 2 weeks or less, but you know, that rare case or two where a baby is just stubborn and we need to tweak things a little bit, or maybe a parent wants absolutely, you know, minimal tears and we have to do a very gentle approach, that's okay too. Sometimes it does take a little bit more than 2 weeks, and that's totally okay. I am with you until your baby is sleeping. So even though it is a 2-week program, I will never leave a client if at the 2-week mark your baby is still not sleeping. I am in with you until the end, until you are all getting sleep. And even those parents that we get the baby sleeping and then mom is still struggling and up watching the monitor, I'm there to help kind of coach and guide her as well on how she can start sleeping again now the baby is sleeping. So that's what I love to do. In the show notes below, I will leave a link to book a free discovery call with me to work one-on-one with me. I would absolutely love to hop on a call with you for 15 minutes and just explain exactly what I can do for you and your family and how I can customize it to fit your goals and your sleep needs. So please click that link and sign up for a call with me. All that being said, let's get into the episode and talk about sleep regression, specifically the 4-month sleep regression. Let's get it.
Hey, Mama. Are you tired of constantly being exhausted, not knowing what the day or night will hold? Are you sick of letting your mental and physical health suffer and feeling out of control of your day-to-day life as a mom? Are you ready to feel empowered and in control of your mind and home and finally feel rested again? Hey, I'm Alexa Martinez, pediatric sleep consultant, postpartum doula, and fellow mama who has been in your shoes, and I am so glad that you're here. Think of this as a cozy conversation with your best friend on a comfy couch mixed with a coaching session. Mom life, health and wellness, sleep, faith, and how to get rid of the overwhelm are all topics we will cover here on the podcast. And trust me, we don't shy away from the real and hard stuff. I'm here to help you put systems in place so that you can finally let go of the baggage and start enjoying motherhood the way you were created to. It's time to start feeling like yourself again, friend. So go reheat your coffee, I'm sure for the 10th time today, and let's dive right in. Because Mama, you matter too.
All right, so first things first, we are going to talk about if you are just going into it or you haven't started it yet, you are probably around like 0 to newly 4 month old. There's been no sleep regression yet. These tips are for you. And if you are currently in the 4 month sleep regression, still listen because these tips are going to apply to you as well. So to kind of prevent the 4 month sleep regression from ruining their sleep or making sleep worse, if you're starting with not a great slate, the goal is to not introduce any habits that you aren't comfortable keeping. So for example, I want to always make sure that parents know that, you know, they can sleep with their baby how they see fit, how they are comfortable. I am a big proponent of safe sleep, but let's say right now baby is in bassinet and then they go through the sleep regression and you're so desperate for sleep, you move them into your room with you to sleep in your bed. But that's not something that you want to do for the long term. Let's try our hardest not to introduce anything that you don't want to stick with for the long term, if that makes sense. So these tips are basically with that end goal in mind of not introducing anything new. Not introducing anything that is going to be really challenging for you and your family to continue doing. So tip number one, make sure that they're eating enough during the day. A lot of times they're kind of coming out of that like cluster feeding. And so around 4 months, you're going to notice less cluster feeding. You're going to notice that, not to say that it can't happen, but it's way less frequent at this age. So maybe they're eating less. They're also becoming more aware of their surroundings and what's, you know, people interacting with them. They're getting smiley. So making sure that you're fitting in enough feedings during the day. So at least at minimum every 3 hours, totally fine with more than that. But at very least every 3 hours, baby needs to be eating during the day. So making sure, especially if you're breastfeeding on demand, I have parents that come to me and they're like, oh, they kind of just like tell me that they're hungry, like around like the 4 or 5 hour mark, like they'll start whining and fussing for food. And I'm all about reading baby's cues, but also sometimes they're just distracted and you need to be the one to initiate a feed. So making sure that they're on a schedule every 2.5 to 3 hours, getting a full feeding. This is especially important if your baby is just a snacker, just getting little feeds. Still try to do a full feeding every 3 hours. Second tip is to try to get in naps at home while you're going into this 4 month sleep regression, making sure they're getting good daytime naps. And I know sometimes that's impossible with babies, and especially under about 6 months, naps can just be very sporadic. So take this with a grain of salt, but try not to have naps be in the car, on the go. Try to have them get some good naps in at home or at daycare or whatever, wherever they are during the day, so that they don't go into bedtime overly tired, because that kind of just sets them up for failure. Number three, establish a bedtime routine if you haven't already, or make it a little bit more solid. So establish a routine, first of all. But second of all, let's try really hard to either not start feeding them to sleep or continue doing that. So if you're already feeding baby to sleep, let's try to move away from that and try to feed them at the start of bedtime routine. And then not too early, but let's say bedtime is 7:30. You can give them a bath at 7, and then at 7:15, feed them, and then rock them for a little bit, sing them a song. So near the end of the bedtime routine, but not at the very end, the last thing you do, we're not feeding them to sleep. If you've already been doing that, just try to kind of gradually move away from that. A lot of parents don't feed to sleep, and then they start doing that during the 4-month sleep regression. And again, that we don't want to introduce habits that are going to hurt us in the long run. So try not to feed baby to sleep and establish a really good bedtime routine at this age. What number are we on? 1, 2, 3, 4. We are on number 4. Get enough active time during the day. So getting activity in, tummy time is super important, or like holding them up and letting them like kick their legs, putting them in a jumper, something like that. Just making sure they're getting enough activity. Having them get outside time also is amazing, because that's not only getting activity in most of the time, it's getting vitamin D, and that's amazing for building up those sleepy hormones. It's also amazing for their activity levels. So getting outside is awesome if you can. Even better, like go outside as the weather gets nicer, go outside, lay a blanket down, put baby on their tummy, on a blanket, on the lawn. And that way they're getting outside time in, they're getting activity time in, they're getting tummy time. So just trying to build up that tire tank and making sure that they're getting enough activity in during the day can really help them sleep better at night. The last tip, and most important in my opinion, is to limit the sleep props or gradually fade them out. So trying to get rid of the feeding to sleep, this doesn't apply to like a pacifier. Like, let's absolutely keep a pacifier if that's what is working for you and your family. This is more so like the feeding to sleep, rocking to sleep, them sleeping in your bed, if this is something that you want to stop doing or something that you don't want to start doing, that's also considered a sleep prop, having them sleep with you or on you. They can absolutely continue sleeping in your room if that's what you're already doing and that's what you want to do, but just kind of having them in their own sleep space still and not moving them into the bed with you is super important. Okay, so now we're going to talk about if you are in the thick of it, and a lot of times people are like, my baby was an amazing sleeper, and all of a sudden we went through the 4-month sleep regression and introduced all these new habits, and then all of them have stuck. My baby has never gone back to being a good sleeper. Or on the opposite side of things, I have clients come to me and they're like, my baby has never been a good sleeper. The 4-month sleep regression just made it worse. So, you know, I see all sides of the spectrum, totally fine. Try by starting all the tips I just mentioned above. It's just kind of hard to start slowly implementing these tips when you're in the thick of it, which is why we try to catch it on the beginning side of things. But if you're in the thick of it, try the tips I already mentioned. Also, let's try, because I'm sure you've introduced sleep props, if you're in the thick of it, like most parents would, totally understandable, but let's try to gradually fade those out. So we're using the fading method. Let's say you are currently rocking or feeding baby to sleep. You're just going to gradually reduce the amount of time that you're doing that. So let's say you are rocking baby to sleep completely it takes 15 minutes for baby to be totally asleep. Start by rocking them until they're super drowsy, almost asleep for the first few nights, maybe 13 minutes instead of 15, and then put them down and see how they do. If they are doing well with that, then kind of just slowly decrease that amount of time that you're rocking them to sleep night by night. If baby is not quite 5 months yet, we don't want to start sleep training yet. So this is where it gets kind of tricky, because I have clients come to me before 5 months and they're like, we're in the thick of the 4 month sleep regression. Usually it's like 1 week after they turn 4 months. They're like, we're in the thick of it. I need something. I'm desperate. I want to start sleep training. They're just not developmentally ready yet. And we kind of want to get them on the other side of that regression, because starting them on a new plan, a new sleep training program, when they're in the thick of such a huge developmental leap, is just setting them up for failure. And it's just kind of unfair to expect them to be able to handle that. It's just too many changes at once. So I only work with clients 5 months and up, or 20 weeks is the minimum. So just kind of keeping that in mind, that, you know, if it is something to where you're like, I want to sleep train, or just hold on through the 4 month sleep regression until they get closer to that 5 month mark. Do what you can, but we can fix it on the other side of things. So don't panic if you're going through it and you're like, I've ruined my baby, I've ruined their sleep. We can absolutely work together and fix it. So sleep training, and that, you know, gradually the fading method is, it is a form of sleep training, but it is something that you can do on your own, just kind of gradually reducing the amount of help that your baby gets to go back to sleep or initially go to sleep. So you would reduce the amount of rocking, not only at bedtime, but in the middle of the night for those wake ups as well. So that is something that you can do, kind of start doing on your own before officially sleep training. And then, of course, the third option is actually working with one-on-one with a sleep consultant, getting a customized plan, getting your baby back on track, or on track for the first time. Some babies just have never been good sleepers, like my son, until he was sleep trained. And so that's totally fine as well. But that is, you know, sometimes the end game is, that's the goal. We are gonna just hold on until we can sleep train. So I am here for you either way. I would love to hear if you are in the middle of the 4 month sleep regression, or if you're like me and just, I was anxious about any sleep regression coming up. I would love to hear from you. I'm gonna leave the link in the show notes for my Facebook group. Come into the Facebook group, let me know your issue, what you're struggling with most. If you have any questions, I would love to help you. And the Facebook group is just an awesome, supportive group of mamas that have been in your shoes, or are about to be in your shoes, or are currently going through it with you. So it's an awesome group of moms, and I'm in there every day answering questions and giving advice. So we'd love to have you over in there. And then, of course, if I can help you one-on-one, please book a discovery call with me in the show notes as well. I hope that this helped, and I hope that you go through the 4 month sleep regression unscathed. But if you do have a hard time, I am here for you, mama. Hey, sister. If this episode brought some value to your life, encouraged you, or made your day better in some way, please share this with another mama friend who could use some encouragement, and let her know she is seen and loved. I would love for you to join me in my free Facebook group, where I bring value like this every single day and get to answer your questions personally. You can find the link down below in show notes. I pray your day brings you peace and rest, and I can't wait for our next chat. Talk to you soon, sweet friend.